Blog Talk Radio.
Love that sound, because what it says to me is that you are on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. Well, good morning. This is Charmaine on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I am super excited to welcome my special guest this morning. My guest for today is none other than Elle the Haberdasher. Today we're going to talk about making a home for the holidays. I love this episode. I love talking about the holidays because, number one, I've been up for about an hour or so having coffee and putting on some touches on one of my Christmas trees. So, yes, this is perfect. This morning just set me in the mood. I've got my Christmas tree coffee mug, and we are ready to rock and roll in this show. So, once again, good morning. This is Charmaine on Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio, and I just want to welcome Eleanor. Good morning. Are you there?
Good morning. I'm here. I'm super excited to talk about this show, the holidays as well. How are you today?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm just doing amazing. I know that, of course, this is dear to our hearts. We know we are sisters, so this is going to be a fun show. But I wanted to talk today about just making it home for the holidays. And want to talk a little bit about gift ideas, arts and crafts, and in your opinion, what makes the holidays so special? What are some of the things that make the holidays so special?
For me personally, I absolutely love the weather, number one, the time of year. I love the idea of everyone just getting into the gift-giving mode, although I think we should give more often throughout the year. The beautiful lights that are always out, it's always exciting to see the lights. Family getting together, friends getting together, coworkers getting together. It just always seems like a happy time of year for everyone around the world, no matter how they celebrate this season.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. There's always something to bring joy or sparks of joy regardless. And I know we're later on the show we're going to talk about just the importance of getting together. But I want to talk about just some of the things that you do during the holiday season to bring that joy to other people. And how can the rest of us do that? So what are some of the things that you do particularly?
Well, you know, I mean, my train of thought starts sometime in December. What am I going to do? And I try to do as much as I can for as many people as I can. I absolutely enjoy giving. I enjoy cooking and baking and sewing. So those are some of my crafts that I enjoy so much, I like to embark it on other people. One of the things that I do, let's start with family. I like making dinners. I like, you know, just writing my list of what am I going to buy to make special meals. You know, sometimes it may be something that I haven't made in a while for my children, my family, and, you know, I'll go ahead and make the effort to make that for them because I know it's exciting for them. I enjoy baking. I enjoy sharing my recipes. For my coworkers, for example, I enjoy making cookies and, you know, pumpkin bread or zucchini bread and just sharing that. And, you know, I always get great reviews back on how wonderful they are, and I myself enjoy my baking, and a lot of people tell me they enjoy it, so I really enjoy that. I also like looking online or recipe books for different things that I could possibly try to make, and I like to just try new things, getting ideas from other people as well. Decorating my house.
I'm sorry, I was going to continue
to say, besides the baking, I absolutely enjoy putting up the Christmas lights, You know, I enjoy seeing my neighbors doing that as well, too. So those are some of the things I really like doing at Christmas time. Just, and of course, being in a cheerful spirit. I think that's contagious. So always being in a happy mood is, you know, it can be contagious. And of course, looking forward to Santa is always a big plus for me.
Yes. Let's not forget Santa. I mean, that's the whole reason we bake. Santa is coming. But I for sure know about the holiday craft that you do, because you talked about giving gifts from the heart, creating things and making things that are so special. And how do you go about thinking through what items, what craft, or what, you know, particular holiday cake or cookies? How do you go about thinking through the craft ideas for particular people? Because it's a Christmas holiday, but it's also the Thanksgiving. It's the entire holiday season. So you talk about being happy giving and then also giving thanks.
Sure. Happy giving for me is knowing what the person likes, like the individual, you know, what they like. And I try to tailor, you know, the gift to the person's personality. For example, I don't know, one year I made like snowman earrings for some people. I think they like that. Also, if I know someone who's very much into their home and decorating, I may do something like a set of kitchen towels, decorate a set of kitchen towels and coasters or whatever that I know that they'll appreciate because they like decorating their kitchen during Christmas time. With the festive, you know, towels or whatever. Also, for the baking part of it, for the most part, I get the seasonal things. Like the Andes mint chocolate is a big item during the holiday season. So I enjoy the Andes mint chocolate chip cookies. Those are absolutely to die for. And if you've never tried it, please let me know. And for, you know, just back it up a little bit to Thanksgiving, which is only a few days away. Wow. I'm always just, like, wondering, why do we have so many different varieties? One of the things I appreciate, especially working with a variety of people from different places, different regions, I realize that not everyone has the same standard meal on their table. It's always the staple is turkey, probably ham, and then it can go on to a whole different realm of things. For example, being West Indian, any West Indian home you may go to, still be the turkey, the ham. You may find something like some curry chicken, some oxtail, some curry goat, you know, just different things. Lasagna, which is one of my favorite things to make, you know, actually for the holidays.
Yes, I cannot wait personally.
I'm sorry, could you repeat that?
I said, oh, I cannot wait, personally.
Oh, absolutely. It's absolutely delightful. So, yeah, that's just things that I enjoy doing, and, you know, hopefully other people enjoy doing things like that, too. And
well,
I know, for example, Thanksgiving, it can seem, like, overwhelming with a lot of work to do, just preparing foods. But I think when you do it with a joyful heart, it doesn't seem like a lot of work.
Absolutely. I'm going to, because the Thanksgiving holiday really is in a few days. It's next week. By this time next week, everyone would be either remorse shopping, or they call it Black Friday, or just kind of recovering from possibly overeating. Definitely, maybe some people might have the day off. So Thanksgiving literally is right around the corner. You have started making your holiday crafts, and you're one of the people that continue to give gifts throughout the year, special occasions, during your birthday or, you know, special birthdays for friends or family members. And one of the things that you enjoy doing, I know we talk about crafts, is making what special for different people. So what are some of the things that you create based on special interests or things that people like? gift bags, pocketbooks, like what are some of the things that you create, and where do you market, or how do you market or display your craft, especially now throughout the holiday season, to give a piece of you to someone else?
Sure. A lot of it is word of mouth. And I tend to always post on my Facebook page. I have an Instagram page, which I'm making it more towards my craft. It's L Creation, which is ELS_creation with an S at the end, underscore Haberdasher. So I post a lot of my crafts there. My pocketbooks, absolutely, they have been a hot item. I get a lot of orders for those, the pocketbooks, the clutch purses, the keychains are some of the things that I do. And one of the absolute most adorable things, I'm not just, you know, saying that because I've made it, but the little Kleenex, this flu season, everybody needs a box of Kleenex or two. So I'm producing like mini love seats, and they come with pillows. And a nice little snug bottom to hug a box of Kleenex. Really, really cute. They're just a mini sofa with that house of box of Kleenex. Of course, when the box is done, you can, you know, slip it off like a fitted sheet and slip it right back on the box. And those you can also find on my Instagram and Facebook page. I enjoy doing them with different themes. For example, there's a middle school event that I'm going to, and I have some fabric that is geared towards the movie Frozen 2 theme. So I'll probably some keychains, some tissue boxes, and I think a lot of people are into emojis still. So I found some emoji fabric. So, you know, I'm always at the craft store looking at different fabrics. So it depends on where I'm going. I kind of try to tailor things to the event. For example, back in September, I went to a women's retreat, and I kind of knew the crowd, mature, you know, women. It was a day of just giving thanks, sharing. So I did some absolutely beautiful hand towels that you can use in your bathroom, and also some kitchen towels, along with some absolutely marvelous handbags that were an item as well.
So you're making the rounds at the local craft stores. You've got your or craft markets in the holiday season.
Yes.
You've got your online presence and things like that. And of course, I love the tissue box. It is the absolute cutest. It's one of your hot items, and of course,
you
know, some of the things that you're welcome. The things that you make that are displayed on your page. Well, very, very exciting. I want to get to the heart a little bit around this time of year. And you are one of the most giving, loving, open, warm, considerate people I know. And you're Mrs. Santa in a way.
Ho, ho, ho.
Who are you calling a ho? Just the real heart of what it is. And it really isn't all about expensive gifts. And a lot of times in the holidays, we feel like, and I think this is one reason that some people, there are lots of reasons during the holiday that people do get depressed, they get sad, they feel unloved or unwanted, they feel like nobody cares, no one's giving. And then there's the other side where people are feeling joyful, et cetera, and, you know, happy and all that. So I'm going to talk about a little bit of both sides, but I want to talk about when during the holiday season, there's so many factors and reason why some people may get a little bit down, a little bit depressed, a little discouraged. And I feel like one of the reasons for that is because the conditioning, maybe you've been brought up, or the conditioning that I have to be getting something and it's got to have a monetary value to it. And when you can no longer afford that, or that person is no longer part of your life, or you've grown up, you're still feeling that entitlement, or you're still feeling like, oh my God, I didn't get a gift, or you know, it, or what you got, you're snuffing at it because it didn't cost money. What you're saying is giving is not about giving a costly gift or something with a monetary value. It's really giving of yourself. And you have transpired that, or transferred that spirit of giving into just putting your heart into the simplest but most tasteful things, like a batch of cookies or a banana muffin or, you know, a banana bread or a Jamaican black cake, you know, or mini this or whatever. But giving with a smile.
Right.
And I know that that's one of the things that you always do, because when you walk through the door, or when anyone sees you, anyone, it's like this gigantic big mouth smile with all these teeth showing, and you don't even look at what you have in your hand to bring. It's like, there you are. It's like the hug, the presence. And what would you say? Exactly. So what would you say is the real spirit of giving, and how can someone cultivate that heart of giving more and more? Because I think it's a practice, it's a spiritual practice.
Yes.
You have to make it. You have to do the. You have to do what you do that makes you feel good over and over. So, what's your take on that part?
So, you know, I wish I could actually pinpoint exactly how it's brought about, because for the, as long as I've known myself, and, you know, I can't even tell you how many years, as far as back as I can remember, like, I've always been the one to give. Like, even in high school, I can remember, there was someone one day had asked for, like, lunch money, and, you know, back then, we didn't have tons of money, and I remember just splitting my lunch money with this person. Like, I just felt, you know, horrible that he didn't have enough lunch money, and I shared my lunch money with him. So it's always, like, I've always just learned to give. I can't pinpoint how I've learned that, but it's just always been in me. To share it, you know.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's always about that. And I'll share a story with you. A few years ago, something just hit me, because I've always just been into, oh my gosh, just giving. And, you know, one Christmas holiday, I was driving around just looking for gifts for the kids and just wrapping them. And, oh, I cannot wait to see their faces when they open this, because they mentioned this like 10 months ago and I got it for them. And they forgot about that they mentioned it, and bam, there you go. And then it dawned on me, wow, you know, the kid, like, in my mind, and they absolutely weren't doing this, but in my mind, I'm like, imagine that. I'm actually training them to just sit around and wait for Christmas to come so they can get. And when I said the word get, then I thought to myself, you're not teaching them to give, because they could learn how to give by watching me give. But I remember just specifically giving them $20 cash, and I said, don't spend a penny of this on yourself. I want you to, it's $20. Both kids have to split it. I said, I want you two to go out and buy me something and wrap it and put it under the tree. It didn't matter that it was my money, and, you know, I gave it to them to buy me something.
Right.
But I wanted them to experience how it felt to give to someone, and then the joy of giving and just watching the person receive it, and be just really excited about receiving something, no matter how small it is, because, you know, it's not expected. You're not waiting around for it, you know, but when you get something, it's a nice surprise. So that taught them a lesson. And my kids, at that time, they were probably around, I want to say maybe around 20 and, you know, maybe about 19, 20 and about 16, 17. And I think I had more joy out of laughing at the way the gift was wrapped. I said, wow, this, because they've never practiced to rap and to give and to rap and to give and to rap and to give. It literally looked like a 2-year-old wrapped it. So I had more fun chuckling at the way those things were packaged than what was inside.
Right.
And they got me some nice jewelry, and, you know, they know I like, you know, coffee cups, coffee mugs, and so they gave me a nice little mug. So that was exciting. I had to teach them how to give, because I realized that what I'm teaching them is waiting around for Christmas to get. And then
to get stuff.
They need to learn to give.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. So that was a good lesson.
Absolutely. And I think during this time, we talk about how does one cultivate that. And I feel like once you give, you know that it's a good thing. And I know I do this for myself. I'm always the person who, I'm the person that says, test me in this. So if I'm like, if I give, I feel better. And I do. And, you know, there's a scripture that says it's more blessed to give than to receive. It feels, it doesn't mean that it's not good to receive as well as give. But when you give, you get a much nicer feeling, and then you see the person that receives it, and the that feeling is transferred to them. But like you were saying, not sure where to pinpoint that, but then you just pinpointed something really critical that we have to cultivate in ourselves and with our children, right? So I know, and, you know, it's like El Cheapo Charmaine, but it really is about the spirit. I want to always cultivate for myself and to have my children feel this, is that everything in life is about enjoying an experience. Enjoy the experience of the holidays. Don't, because you know what? I realize the gifts, the clothes, the toys, nothing like that. I know when they were tiny tots, you know, the toys, they would light up at Christmas time. But as they got a little bit older, around 6, 7, 8, I started to do, like, every other year, a no-gift Christmas. So we would go out and do charitable stuff, read to elderly. I'd go and, you know, we'd go in the car, pack the bags I'd collect from the senior home, and we'd go and we'll get addresses of about 10 families, seniors that are home alone, and bring that to them and spend some time with them. The kids remember that, because it's one of the most touching things for them. And as they got older into younger teens, they were like, so we start giving them a little gift card to, then they would just spend it throughout, you know, the year or whatever they wanted it for. But the heart was, wow, there's nothing like Christmas. And I know making your home, as we bring this home with a talk show, it's so funny because I'm glad we touched on where to find you. But as we're bringing it home for the holidays, one of the things is making your home home. And home is about warmth. It's not about all the things that you have. Talk a little bit about what that feels like. And some of maybe your childhood memories of home and how that feeling still stays with you to this day. I know it does for me.
Absolutely. And I'll keep this short and sweet. One of my fondest memories is growing up in Jamaica, having Christmas. Just the weather, it felt so good on your skin. The baking, the cooking. My mother enjoyed baking and cooking, and, you know, creme de mint, and Bing Crosby, Nat King Cole, the Christmas Carol. I still listen to it, you know, the Rat Pack. I still have their CDs that I listen to, and I enjoy it. And every time I listen to those guys, it takes me all the way back to my childhood. And I absolutely love it. My daughter is 24 right now. Anytime I play Tony Bennett, it doesn't matter if it's Christmas song or not, she always says, just his voice alone reminds her of Christmas. No matter what time of the year, I'm playing a Tony Bennett song. Because, like I said, it doesn't have to be a Christmas carol. She says, this just reminds me of Christmas. And it's just building those memories. And for me, it's about family. Of course, I enjoy a few days off, and, you know, the birth of the birth of Jesus, just celebrating Jesus. And like I said, different religions, of course, they celebrate in different ways. But I think one of the common things is just giving and being. It's a happy season for everybody. Of course, celebrating Jesus is one of my things that I cherish. of course, throughout the whole year, but just to kind of reminisce on the birth of Christ and you know, just baby Jesus around this time of year, and everyone's just
well,
so
you
happy
know,
and joyful.
Yeah, and like you said, people celebrate religiously, traditionally, in different ways. So whatever you do to celebrate, it's all about how does this make you feel during this time of year. And like you said, making it home, making it close. I know I love the just like you started out, we grew up together as kids. And, you know, we were sparring partners. We have a lot of the same things in common. But I do love the Christmas lights, the holiday music, but you know my favorite Christmas song, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open. I've always loved that song, and I just always thought, I want a fireplace. I want the experience of chestnuts roasting on an open fire. And so when I moved to Georgia 15 years ago and I got a house with a fireplace, the first Christmas, the first thing I did, I went and I bought chestnuts, and I roasted them on the fire, and I played the song. And I'm like, wow,
that is so
this
awesome.
Is I love a fireplace and sitting by the fire, because that song just kind of felt like, wow, how awesome must that be to really, like, experience that. So really it is about the experience and cultivating and having the memories. And like you said, your daughter, who's now almost 25, you know, thinks about Tiffany Bennett. I think about all those Christmas songs that we played growing up. So tradition, in my opinion, I feel is very important. And all tradition is, to me, is a repetition of things that you enjoy. Keep doing the things that make you feel good until you can, and then you can change them. You can change them up a little bit.
Right.
You know,
absolutely.
I know we've always stayed home for Christmas. I'm like, home for the holidays. We're not leaving the house. You know, it was like we all loved it. It was about the hot cocoa and the fireplace and the music. Not about the gifts at all. And just Thanksgiving to the family. But then last Christmas, we decided we're going to go to the beach, and it was the best 8 days. But every time I say this is the best experience, this is the best Christmas, but every time, every Christmas, it feels like that. So I want to just wrap up with you, Miss L. And we know we talked about the craft and putting our hearts in it. And, of course, we talked about some of our favorite memories of Christmas and holiday recipes and things like that. I know one thing dear to us, which as we're talking and smiling, is that our dearly departed mama, this is going to be our second Christmas. Not having her in person in the physical realm. But the thing that, like you were saying earlier, that always stays with us, not having our parents, but also having our parents, the traditions, the feelings, the infusion of giving. They both were very giving. They celebrated everything. I know Dad just loved to celebrate Christmas and birthdays and, you know, mark traditions and history. And Mom just loved to cook and bake. And the compilation of that and feeling that and going into the holidays is such a great spirit. So I wanted to just make sure that I just kind of like wrapped the show up right now. It is 90 seconds to go on the show, and I just wanted to say thank you so much, Elle, for joining me on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's been totally exciting, a lot of fun just really talking about that. So I'm hoping that, of course, we'll find Elle, the Haberdasher, on Instagram and also on her Facebook page. And also, of course, if you're local, at the local craft markets, et cetera. But for sure, during the holiday season, I just want to just say, make it the best holiday that you have ever had. These are your memories of Christmas, your memories of Thanksgiving. Whatever you're doing now, whatever you're doing today, you're creating memories. So make it right, make it happen. I see that Elle had dropped off just a few seconds ago. But I know I just want to say thank you so much for joining me on the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I am hoping that this show was just as fun and lighthearted, and that you will have a wonderful Christmas, a wonderful Thanksgiving, and may your lives and your families be absolutely blessed. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. This is Charmaine, and I am signing off for the day. Merry Christmas and Happy Thanksgiving.